every Sunday, you need to get emotionally ready for the week. Reflect, reveal, learn, and grow. This is a moment of introspection.
Hey guys, welcome back. I am making some changes to the podcast, and I'm going to be breaking that down for you on today's moment of introspection. And just real quick, before I go too deep into this, and I want to make just kind of get this out in the very beginning, this is going to be the last moment of introspection for a few weeks. I do have some interviews that I'm going to be releasing on this Sunday just to kind of fill the space. That way you still have your Sunday episode. But there's a lot of changes coming down the pipeline for the podcast, and I want to keep you updated on that. So let's start with, and I think I mentioned this in the last episode of Moment of Introspection, that I am going to be starting a second podcast, and it really all ties into the business that I'm going to be starting, or that I have started. That's not going to be started. I have started. It's very new. It's Podcast Management in a Box. It's essentially the best way to describe it. I create the system, build a team, I onboard it for that entrepreneur podcaster, and I go through the templates, basically the whole setup, and also provide some strategic advisory as well. So that way, you know, that entrepreneur podcaster can actually create a podcast that works for their business. Now, I've had some clients already. I'm working with people. This is very much so an active venture going on. So if you are somebody that is listening and you're somebody who is interested in having more of an in-house setup for your podcast, definitely hit me up. You know, just shoot me an email. That's probably the easiest way to reach me. Just jake@andersonmediafirm.com. Just put in a subject line, tripod, because tripod, T-R-I-P-O-D, is the name of the system that I use. And it's really amazing. It's something that has allowed me to get more focus. I can step away, you know, from all the little inner workings of podcast management, the booking process, the post-production, the distribution and scheduling. I've got a team and they're all VAs. It's substantially more affordable. If I were to publish at this level with the agency, I couldn't afford it. It would be way out of my price range. So I had to do something, and I built an in-house system. And then I had other people who were kind of in the same boat. And I noticed that there was a lot of podcasters actually in this boat that are like, yeah, same here. I'm like swimming in the weeds trying to do this myself. And I also don't have the money for the agency either to really, you know, pay them to kind of take it over, even on a very basic level. I mean, for me, like I turn my podcast episodes into YouTube videos. I have a blog where it goes, and I do a lot of distribution with this show. So that's just something to keep in mind there. If that's what you're looking to do and you're looking for that type of an arrangement, you don't want to go the agency route, but you're stuck in the weeds and you need something, let me know if you're interested in that, and I'm happy to help you out. We can set up a discovery call and kind of hash through those details to see if this is a good fit. So now that I have that in place and I have made this transition, I exited my business in the events industry last December. I'm moving into, you know, the next chapter here. I really have been thinking more about my content and where I want to be taking my content, and everything changes. Like once you get that core offer really figured out and in place, a lot changes with just your approach to content and to how you're publishing and getting your message out to the world. And what does that look like? And how is that really serving not only yourself, but also the people that are following your journey and following your message? So Introspective is a podcast that I started before any of that happened, right? It was like last August I started this podcast, and it's been great. I really enjoy the concept and the topics. I've had some amazing guests. It's been a great run, and I'm not shutting this podcast down. So if that's something that you might be thinking, it's like, no, that's not where I'm going with this. And I want to explain why, because it still very much so has a purpose. And the purpose of Introspective, I want to really talk about three key purposes that this podcast has now as I move forward kind of in this next phase. And the first one is, it is a documentation of my journey. Okay. So, you know, this moment of introspection, you know, this is a documentation of my journey, which for anybody listening, if you care about my journey, if you care about following this journey and you find it somehow inspiring or you see enlightenment somewhere, you know, then there you go. That's what this is for. It's for really my most loyal fans, the people who are following what I'm doing and they want to really stay in tune. So that's the first purpose is like, okay, who, like how is this going to serve the listener? You know, because really when you start a podcast, and in my opinion, there's a lot of reasons to start a podcast, but I still believe that the listener is the number one priority. You know, I'm putting out this content for the listener, for you to get some level of value. So I started with that. It's like, okay, well, how is this going to serve anybody who's on the other side of the microphone into the headphones? Where is this going to help them? And so you're going to really kind of see the raw experience of the entrepreneur journey, you know, in my own life, my own experiences. And I'll even share some things, and I do this actually, even still, like with a lot of my past episodes, if you go back and listen, you'll notice that I bring up some past lessons that I learned. I know I did an episode on nepotism in business, and, you know, there was a lot of stories from the past that I brought up in that episode to kind of bring light, to that experience. And through that experience, if you're somebody who is thinking about hiring a friend or maybe a family member, you know, just giving you a little direction, there are some things to look out for when you're going through that decision. So you're going to get that. That's the biggest piece of value that you're going to get this. And it very much aligns with introspective, because you're going to internalize these decisions. You come to this fork in the road, figuring out which direction you want to take, and you internalize that decision to figure out the next step. And that's what this is for. It's kind of one belief shift at a time. And that's in the title of the cover. If you ever look at the cover, it's like internalizing success, one belief shift at a time. So at the end of every episode, like if you can at least get one belief shift that helps point you in the right direction, it can become that compass, that navigation towards where you want to take your life. That's what we're here to do. So that's the first reason, the first purpose of this. The second one is, and I want to explain really the deeper why, and why there is a deeper why. There is a deeper reason to why I'm doing this podcast. And I have shared it on, I think, a couple episodes. If you've been listening, you'll pick up on this, but I'm going to go ahead and restate it here. The deeper reason for this is this podcast is essentially going to become a path of wisdom for my children. My kids are 4 and 7 right now, Pierce and Graham. They're amazing, healthy. I'm super blessed to have these boys in my life. I couldn't ask for better kids. I mean, they're smart, they're healthy, they're, you know, in every way, their mental health is there, their physical health is there, they've got amazing little personalities, and I just love them more than anything in this world, and I want to do anything I can to be that support system for them as they grow up. And one of the things that you know, I thought would be really beneficial for them is to document my journey in entrepreneurship and in life, not just entrepreneurship, really life too, as they're growing up. And the podcast and how I repurpose with, you know, YouTube and the blog, I'm giving them a gift that when they start to enter that real world, they now have a whole path of, you know, they've got this full documented, you know, 16, I don't know, I guess it'd be for Graham, and Graham is 7. So, you know, 10 or 11 years documented journey from dad that I can share with him. It's like, these are all the lessons that I've learned throughout the years of you growing up in business. You know, when you see daddy working late at night, you know, when you see daddy up in the really up early in the morning and he's, you know, doing certain things. Cause they asked me about work, you know, they asked me what I do and they're curious and you know, I think it'll help put things in perspective for them. And if they do choose to take the direction of going into entrepreneurship, this will be a really valuable gift that I can give them. And that's the deeper why. So the last purpose here that I want to talk about with introspective, as far as what it's for, is let's talk about, like, okay, there should be some kind of a benefit in terms of how this can and also improve your life or your business. And it's also going to be a relationship building tool. I am still going to have interviews. It's going to go down to once a week in publishing. There'll be episodes releasing on, I think I'm going to do Monday releases if I remember correctly. And half of them will be solos and the other half will be interviews, or it might be, I just do a whole month of solos and I don't have any interviews. I'm not really going to overthink it. Just know that there's going to be an episode coming out every week, and it could be just me doing my moment of introspection, or it could be that I bring another guest on and we kind of break into their introspective and unpack the lesson or that belief shift that's going to get you the result and bring that to the table here. But building that network, I mean, one of the great things about podcasting is that you can speak and have meaningful conversations with people of influence. And it's a crazy networking building tool. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And it's rare you'll ever get a no if you ever ask somebody if they want to come on your podcast. Most people, you know, look at that as like, wow, what an opportunity. I feel honored that you would want to have me on your show. And they come on your show and you have this, you know, 30 to 45 minute, maybe even an hour long deep dive with them. And you really get to know each other and you build that rapport. And that's somebody who you've established some level of relationship from, that, you know, pretty deep level. And that can continue on. It can cultivate into other things. Maybe they become some kind of a partner for you or, you know, in the industry, you work together in certain ways. It could be that, you know, they are somebody who they might even become your client. You know, there's that too. There's a lot of different avenues that relationship can go down. But bar none, it's highly, highly valuable. And it's something that I want to continue to do. So that's introspective. That's what's going on. I believe if I look at my tracker, I think when this is really going to start kind of kicking in gear, as far as this once a week, it's going to be more in July. I have episodes, I have interviews recorded. Pretty much I'm going to be distributing out between now and the end of June. So I am, you know, I want to get that stuff out, published. I don't like to leave. Anytime I interview somebody, I don't batch like months and months and months in advance. I try to get things out within a reasonable time frame, you know, 30 to 60 days. Anything more than 60, I think is too long, as far as a release for an interview. That's just my style. It's my perspective on it. You know, I think it could be okay. Some people are okay if it goes to 3 months or what have you. But for me, you know, I like to try to keep it within 60 days. I like to keep it somewhat fresh. And really even closer to 30 days is more ideal. And the thing about publishing on a podcast, the least amount of episodes you release every week, the easier it is to keep up with having that release be as close to the date of recording as possible. You know, when I was doing 7 days a week, for me to try to keep that within a 30-day time frame would be super overwhelming for the team, because that's a lot of content to prepare and, you know, prepare for release within a short amount of time. You know, you're talking 7 episodes a week. That's 30, 31 episodes a month. And that's a lot. It's a beast. Even doing it within 60 days was a beast. So trying to stay within, you know, a healthy batch time frame is important. So anyway, going through the end of June, it's kind of where I'm going to be at with introspective. And the second podcast, you probably think, all right, well, what's the second podcast going to be? And I'm going to go ahead and tell you the name. I'm going to give you the details here on this episode. And if you really want to follow the journey and you want to, you know, be part of, you know, or I guess see the launch and be part of the launch. I mean, there's more than just the podcast. This new podcast is coming out. I mean, I've got an app for podcasters that's going to have, you know, a lot of really cool features on it. It's not a complete custom built app. It's something I'm actually building on an existing platform, but I am customizing a specific feature for review, for boosting your reviews, getting reviews up on your podcast, on Apple. I don't think Spotify has reviews yet. I don't understand why not. They should. But anyway, it's going to be a way to kind of boost those reviews and make that part of the experience, as well as creating that community of entrepreneur podcasters as well, and finding ways to cultivate that. I'm not doing the Facebook group. I'm not really big in Facebook groups, mainly because they just, I don't know, I think they blend in too much on the feed and they don't feel very exclusive because of that. And there's so many Facebook groups. So it's like, I don't want to do a Facebook group. I was actually a guest who I interviewed who builds the app. It was Saqib Darshani. He has Clubify. It's his business. That's who I'm working with. And after the interview, we had some more discussion. I was telling him what I was wanting to do with my app. And then we started talking. And then we decided to do business together. See, like, that's where that networking aspect comes in play. And that's where that can be really beneficial to your business when it comes to podcasting. I kind of went down a little rabbit hole there talking about communities and Facebook groups, but back on track here with the second podcast. Right now, the tentative launch date for this, and I think this is pretty much confirmed, but not 100%, is June 11th. And I believe that's a Friday. I want to launch on a Friday. I hear Friday launches, and I've done a Friday launch, and I've heard from others who've done launches on Friday. Friday is a good day to launch. People are kind of winding down from the week on Fridays, so they're more open to, you know, hey, other things going on in the industry, what's happening, and so the people are just more, their attention is more available on Fridays than other days in the week. So Friday is going to be the launch. I believe June 11th, pretty much certain that's when it's going to be. And if you want to learn more or kind of follow that launch, just, you know, you can, if you go to connectwithjake.com, you'll kind of find, you know, the different corners of the internet where I'm hanging out. But if you just find me on Facebook, I mean, my Facebook profile, and just shoot me a friend request, shoot me a message, say, hey, I listened to your podcast. I hear that you're launching this new podcast, which I'm about to tell you about here in a second. This sounds amazing. Definitely keep me updated on it. Yeah, I love to get that feedback. So just hit me up and let me know if that's something you're interested in. I am going to be doing some giveaways. And I've got some really awesome things lined up for this launch on June 11th. So one thing to keep in mind there. Okay, so what is this podcast? What is this second podcast? It's going to be called Podcast Marketing Radio. Okay, pretty direct. No fancy, not getting cute with the name. There's a reason I'm not getting cute with the name. It's Podcast Marketing Radio. And it's pretty straightforward what it is and what it's about. And the reason I'm calling it Podcast Marketing Radio is because I want to create this container where I can bring in people who follow my content to really dive into how to market your business with a podcast, and the ins and outs and tips and strategies, and just basically fill every little hole in the boat that could be squirting water into the boat and making it sink, you know, in terms of marketing, and like how we can plug those holes with your podcast, and how a podcast, in my opinion, and really the opinion of many others, is the most powerful marketing tool for your business, especially when it comes to relationship building and content marketing. I mean, it's highly versatile. It's long form. You're able to capture a lot of content out of that core content being the podcast recording. I mean, right now, I think this looks like I'm almost 20 minutes into a recording. There's all kinds of little things that you could capture out of this that can be used for social media posts. It could be part of a, you can take a YouTube video off of it, which actually my YouTube channel, it's just Jake Anderson, where I repurpose my videos for introspective, is actually doing all right. You know, it's, I see that it's getting picked up in search. Some videos are doing better than others. I've got over 1,000 views and it's not a month old. I don't know if that's good or not, but I'll take it. You know, at least I'm seeing some progression in terms of getting that additional visibility. And it's nice because it allows me to really create that strong blog page, which is like the hub where I like to bring all the content together, the long form with the podcast recording and the audio player, the show notes, the links, the YouTube video, all that like right there within one place is what I like to do. So Podcast Marketing Radio is going to be the podcast for my business. Okay. My business is in serving the entrepreneur podcaster, helping them grow and scale their podcast and manage it. And I really focus on really three critical areas of that whole process. The first one is content marketing, relationship marketing, and management. The management piece is really where I'm honing in pretty hard right now, because that aligns with the core offer that I have. But, you know, when it comes to managing any kind of asset for your marketing, you really need to start with the outcome and think like, okay, what's the actual outcome here, that, or what do results look like? Like, if I'm going to do a podcast and it's for my business, what does this look like in terms of results? So that's where I start. And I look at it in two different facets. I look at it from relationship marketing and from content marketing. And from there, I reverse engineer back to the actual content itself from the podcast and how that needs to be modeled. So that is, with that being the case, because marketing is the big piece or that the podcast is serving in terms of the entire business system, I want to have content that speaks to that. And that was really what drove the decision to launch Podcast Marketing Radio. And it is something that I'm going to be co-hosting with as well. It's going to be a different format. You know, it's not, one other thing too, going into the podcasting space and learning the ins and outs and how, you know, I can really be the best servant I possibly can and serve that industry the best way possible. Like, I want to learn the different dynamics in podcasting. And one of the things is co-hosting, right? There's a lot of people who co-host shows, and it's something I'm not as familiar with, but I am going to certainly be, I've got some theories and some philosophy and some approaches, and I've been doing some studying on what that really looks like. In fact, you know, one of the first launch episodes will probably be something about co-hosting a podcast and some tips and strategies to think about when you're co-hosting, as far as, you know, flow of conversation and who's going to take point on what, and what does that relationship look like between you and the co-host, and how are you collaborating together, and what's the outcome for each one of you? You know, you got to really think about that, because it's energy going into a project, and, you know, both people are looking for some kind of a benefit from it, right? Especially if it's a business type project. And I'll be talking more about, you know, my co-host and, you know, where we're going to be taking the content as I get closer to launch, because that all is still in the works right now of development. But we definitely have some cool ideas. I mean, we do want to bring some industry updates. That's one thing I feel like is kind of lacking in the content space. I mean, I've been able to find some good blogs and things like that, but really centralizing, you know, a place to where you can get some industry updates. I mean, this, you know, that is part of the podcast market. So I want to bring podcast market, a feed of podcast market industry updates to that particular medium through Podcast Marketing Radio, so you're able to get those updates. So yeah, that's it. I mean, some changes happening. And I think it's important to notate, like, what's the big takeaway and what's the big lesson that you can take away from this particular episode, and something that you can, you know, kind of chew on throughout the day and as you go through the week. If you are going through any kind of a change, and especially let's just hone in on the change that I've had, and this is, could be a change that you're experiencing too, is let's just say you want to start a podcast, right? You're either in one or two places. Like, okay, you want to start a podcast that serves your business as a marketing tool, okay? That's the goal. You could be in one or two places. Either you have a core offer or you have something that you make money with and it converts and it makes money and it does what it's supposed to do, or you don't, right? You either have it or you don't. And if you have it, it changes how you approach your content than when you don't have it. You know, if you don't have that and you're just kind of like, you know what, this is, sounds like a cool idea. This is kind of how I want to serve anyway in my business. Whatever that thing is or that concept is that you have in your head. You know, like for me, it was introspective. You know, I had no idea really where I was going to take my business. So I'm going to be in a state of introspection, you know, as I go through this process and bring that to the audience here and anybody who's following this content. So that's the thing. It's a completely different paradigm that you're going to be sitting in when you have an offer and you have something that people want and converts. When you put it out there, it makes money. It serves your mission and it fuels the tank, versus not having that. When you don't have that, you are in a bit of a place where you lack clarity. And then when you go from not having it to having it, then you're faced with, if you're not thinking this way, and I think you should be really thinking about, like, okay, now I have it. Now I've got that core offer and I've got the thing that's going to fuel the tank for me. Now, how am I building the bridge to this offer? And you really need to think about that. Like, what's your content? Okay, what's my content strategy? And if you're in podcasting, that is certainly part of your content strategy, and it should be congruent with where you're going to be taking people and how you're serving them from the moment that they listen to your content to the next step, whatever that might be. Maybe they opt in into some you know, email list or newsletter, or you give them some kind of upfront free value, whatever that is that leads to that core offer, that customer journey. You need to think about that once that emerges for you, and think about how you're going to revamp your strategy. So I will leave you with that as today's lesson to take away. Thank you so much. This is a little bit longer moment of introspection than I normally do, but I try to keep things under 30 minutes, whether it's a solo or an interview, and I am within that time frame. So I will shut up, get off the mic here, let you get on with your day. And thank you so much for listening. I will see you on next episode.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.